category reporting. Now, how do you like your guided tour? Maybe you're the conventional type who likes to be taken around the popular sights of any big city. Or maybe you like your tour a little more niche, say of that city's supposedly haunted spots. Well, now a company in the Czech Republic seems to have come up with a whole new genre, corruption tours. The company's offering bus rides around Prague and beyond, pointing out massively overpriced infrastructure projects and the ostentatious homes of crooked officials and businessmen. The BBC's Rob Cameron climbed aboard.
It's a pleasant Sunday afternoon in Prague, and I've joined a dozen or so Czechs for a guided tour around their capital city, or rather a side of it that few ever stop and notice. It's called the Prague Safari, and we're being driven round the supersized villas, non-existent company headquarters, and fake addresses of the so-called godfathers of Prague.
We've come to a very leafy suburb of Prague now to see a villa that's been built by one of the country's richest businessmen, a hugely influential man called Roman Janošek. The villa is absolutely huge, and it's been built in such a way that it blocks the view of all the houses around it. And apparently, allegedly, this villa was erected despite the protests of local people and the people who live in the houses around it. Apparently, the authorities completely failed to do anything about it at all.
Barevný televizor.
Our guide tells us that when the neighbours complained their cherished panorama of Prague had been replaced by a 10-metre concrete wall, Mr. Janošek offered to buy them a TV instead. It's the kind of story that leaves people like Hanna Hijanková, a pensioner in her early 70s, spluttering with indignation.
It's just awful. I'm lost for words. I'm shocked at the things these people think they can get away with. I know there's corruption everywhere, but in other countries, at least once they've been exposed, they're discredited and ashamed to show their faces in public. Here in the Czech Republic, they're completely brazen about it. They've got no shame.
And on we go. The Prague Safari is one of several offered by Corrupt Tour. Others include trips to massively overpriced public projects approved by the city council, many of which are now the subject of police investigations. It's all the brainchild of a 37-year-old freelance translator and theatre designer called Petr Šourek.
Everybody's speaking about corruption, nobody's doing anything. The basic idea is that usually the corruption feeds on business and destroys business. I would like to revert this order of things.
Roman Janošek has never been charged with corruption. What he thinks of the Corrupt Tour agency is anyone's guess, as he doesn't speak to journalists. Former mayor Pavel Bem, a close friend of Mr. Janošek, has flatly denied the businessman ever had any influence on decision-making at City Hall, though recently published transcripts of what appear to be Secret Service wiretaps of Mr. Janošek's phone suggest the opposite. Numerous high-profile corruption cases have gone to court in the last decade, but guilty verdicts or prison sentences are virtually unknown. Newspaper columnist Jindřich Šidlo says, sadly, Czechs seem powerless to do anything about corruption other than laugh at it.
This is typical Czech approach to things. First, we are angry, and then we start to make fun. Czechs survived on jokes for many years, and that's, they survived the Nazi era, they survived communism, they survived really hard years at the beginning of the 90s. Now they try to survive this new period of corruption with their sense of humour.
Corruption in this country has become so deeply ingrained that governments seem powerless to tackle it. According to one set of figures, of the $32 billion that the state spends on public tenders each year, more than $5 billion ends up in the pockets of corrupt officials and businessmen. No wonder the Corrupt Tours agency is proving such a success.
That was Rob Cameron reporting from Brighton.